This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. The word entitlement is all over the place in Washington these days.
I've put forward a plan that calls for serious spending cuts, serious entitlement reforms.
Fox Business presenting a special series called Entitlement Nation, Makers versus Takers.
From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Chrissy Clark brings us another installment in our series on financial safety nets with this word of the day.
Here's the technical definition.
Entitlement, a government benefit to a person who meets the requirements established by a law.
Somehow it seemed appropriate to have a robot read that. But of course, we humans bring a lot of extra baggage to the word. Norman Ornstein is a political scientist who co-wrote the book Debt and Taxes.
The critical issue here is not what the formal definition of entitlement is. It's how the word is used.
And just to quickly illustrate that point, entitlement. What does that word mean to you? On the street, this definition comes up a lot.
It's almost like a right.
You did something in order to get it.
Something you've earned.
But entitlement can also mean just the opposite.
Something that you get without actually maybe working for it.
Oh, you just feel like you're entitled.
That's my girlfriend. She has a sense of entitlement for everything.
You see the mixed messaging. And Norman Ornstein says those conflicting meanings actually echo a major philosophical debate
about what government should be doing and what people are entitled to from government.
That debate can get muddied by all those different meanings of the word entitlement. Take Social Security. People often defend the program because they say they've earned it. But as economist Richard Birkhauser of Cornell reminds his students,
when they go home for Christmas and the grandparents say, look, all we're doing is getting what we paid into the system. Actually, that's not true. The first generation of Social Security recipients got way more in benefits than they ever paid in to the system.
And that's still often the case. Meanwhile, Norman Ornstein says programs that target the poor, often seen as government handouts, they help lots of people who've paid taxes that fund government benefits, too.
We have a world now where people go in and out of work. You don't have a group of people sitting back, never having worked, getting benefits while the working population pays.
So as we debate entitlement spending, of course, everyone is entitled to their opinion. But first, we might want to figure out which sense of entitlement we're even talking about. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.